What's good with y'all out there? Hey, that shit, my bad to all the listeners out there. I know I ain't been around like that. You know, get caught up in life, man. Life be one hell of a motherfucking trip, I tell y'all that. That shit, I'ma tell y'all, let me tell y'all a little story real fast. That shit gonna make you laugh. Trust. Ew. One day I just had me riding down the road, right? It was one of them nights. I just had to go for a ride, just go for a drive. So I'm driving down the back road, coming past Kelly, Martin Luther King Drive. Strawberry Mansion. I'm just cruising down that joint, right? I got some beats playing, the windows down, enjoying that cool summer breeze. I come across the bridge from Martin Luther, it goes over top of Martin Luther King joint, they got shut off, mostly. That's crazy, they kept that joint been locked down for a while. And since the pandemic, bought that joint off. But it's what it is. That's what they wanted to do. But yeah, I'm driving down that joint. That shit ain't gonna fall out of smoke, so I just burned something smooth, right? Riding down, chilling, and it comes to the bend turn that goes to the left, and this joint start climbing the hill. For those y'all that don't know about that joint, yo, that joint hit the hill out of nowhere. This joint just came out of nowhere, and it was just smooth sailing. Everything was good until I got to West. That's when shit just went opposite. Pull up on around 52nd Street, you know, coming down the hill, you hit around 52nd Street. So that I make the right, hit market, make the right. Just cruising, chilling. Got money hungry, just bumming through the speakers. I think that might not be a beat I posted yet, but I'm gonna post a little sample of junk for that for y'all. But as I keep just driving, I get the bright idea, you know what? Let me take 43rd and just run down that jump. So I bang the left and I come around to that jump. Ride down the block, everything still cool. And this was a while ago too, it's like months ago. Not maybe because summer just kicked in. It feel like it's been a month the way I've been just focusing on work right now. Couple months, but you know, that's how it be when you work. So I just cruise down the jump. I'm like, no way, this is chill. Let me hit 95. I got a full tank of gas. I still got half an eighth left. I got two more Dutchies in the jump. You know what? I had to, but I decided to just roll that whole jump on the one jump. Just let that just be the marinade for the whole situation. So, you know, I go by, so I swing around, get the shot, get up all my ass, shit. The right? Something like that, I don't remember that part. I made the turn somewhere, that's all I can say. Got all the way down to the jump, and then I hit Essence and Ad. Yeah, right, somehow I went from 43rd to Essence and Ad. I was definitely on a joy ride. I ain't care. Tank was full. I had extra bread in the pocket just to cover it. It was no big deal. It was just like, look, it's one of the nights you just say, you know what? I just need to just do something, go somewhere, be everywhere but anywhere at the same time. So I rolled down that jump. I hit 95 south. Now, this is a 2008 Mazda. CX-9 jump, right? Now, it's a Mazda. You ain't mean much about it like that. So that's what I thought when I first got me a jump. Got me one of them. I grabbed it because I'm like, you know what? At the time, I was working on houses. So I'm like, you know what? I'll be able to grab all supplies I need. Sheetrock, all that. And motherfucker handle it. And it don't look like a work truck. You won't even suspect it to be a work truck. You be like, all right, well, that's somebody's family jump. That's gonna be my work job. Keep the outside looking good, inside clean. Well, yeah, right. fucking dual day roofing, some roof and shit with some buckets of tar. That shit get targeted everywhere and anywhere it wants to. I don't know how it does it. Anyway, look, I'm on the highway running down that joint like it ain't about nothing. You know, you make that, you take that right and you take that bank right and you go up the ramp. Man, this shit, it was like 2, 3 in the morning. Ain't nobody was on that joint yet. You gonna see a couple cars every 2-3 minutes if you were standing there. Man, it's much. I hit that joint. I hit that joint and I opened the engine up and just launched on it. Now I got that, I had that dual transmission. So I threw that joint, kicked it straight in the second gear, or somewhat like my second gear. Cause me personally, I used to drive manual. So I drove stick, that joint was, yeah, pause, I'm gonna just say manual. I drove manual, that joint, like, it's different act the way these new dual transmission cars is. Like, you got two pedals, but you can shift it, it's up, up, down, down, and go up and down gear. But I noticed the one thing with them joints, it's a little backwards. You gotta go down for up, and up for down. Hey, what the fuck? That shit used to, I remember that shit was Parkway. No, wait, that is right, because Park is in the front. Yeah, it's been a while since I had, had me some manuals, some manual driving to do. But it's good to know though. So look, I hit that jump. I went, I went from 35 to 68 by the time I got up to the top of the ramp and got on the highway. And I hit that bend hard as shit too. I just flew up that joint and took the fuck off. And I was, listen, I ain't even slow down. I saw some lights too, but I ain't give a fuck. I just kept pushing. I'm like, oh yeah, is she responding smooth today? You know, it's that one time, man, where the motherfucker actually joint just, it just seemed to go perfect. You mellow and perfect. You got the meditation going right. The right beats is playing, right sounds coming through them systems. And I had the lights on too. I ain't gonna throw it. I had the LED joints in that joint. So you know, I had them joints banging to the beat. So you know that joint was like I was at my own personal club. But I was just, you know, I was chilling. So when I seen it through that, man, it was time for third, fourth, fifth, and sixth gear. Listen, I just pushed that pedal down hard as I could and just. Them lights, they was there, bam, but they disappeared. When I went around the bend, I was gone. By the time I hit that, by the time we came through that airport track line, and hit that bridge, go under that bridge, I forgot all about side view mirrors, checking for anything. It was just me and streaks of light just going, and a real open road in front of me. So, as I'm going, all I say, I heard, but it's not my engine, because my engine topped out already. I'm in sixth gear now. I just hear coming up behind me. Because, you know, like, you come, you know, you doing that, sometimes you might go past a car fast and shit, scared to shout until they hump their horn. Because I got that a couple times, and it was like, whatever. But I ain't, as I'm going, that engine sound coming up closer, 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 and closer. And then I'm just, cause I'm, I ain't like, whatever. So somebody try to catch up. All right, well, fuck this. I'm about to push it probably even harder. I might be topped out, but I know for a fact that I'm going faster than what the fucking speedometer saying, because it's governing the top out at a certain speed. But this part of the highway, it's a decline slightly. And if you angle it right on the turns, you're guaranteed to get 5 more miles. So I'ma just use geometry of motion and governing gravitational pull to increase my speed. And show this motherfucker, whoever the fuck that is with that engine, that Hemi kicking, I'ma do what I can with this joint. I don't care, you ain't stopping me, I don't give a fuck. I'm moving. So now the next song plays on the radio, on my speakers. It's that, dang. Wasn't Ready or Not. Dang, what the, oh yeah. It was number 18, please. That's the name of my song, 18. It, I don't know why. I'm gonna figure out a name for that joint. That's what the program set sequence goes by, so that's what I put for every new beat I'm making, so I put a name for it. Like the song Ready or Not, All or Nothing. You know how it is. You make beats, you know how it is. You make a beat, you gotta figure out how to organize it at first before you put names to it. If you do like I do, make the beat and then leave it alone for a couple days, come back, see if you can critique it some way to make it more unique. And you know, that's why y'all listen. Appreciate y'all. So then, I'm like this, and then I hear, bitter, bitter, bitter. Like, I'm flying past somebody. And I finally look because they kept honking their horn. And I look. And I see them looking at me. And they look back, and they look at me. And I'm like, yeah, you see that? I'm moving this, I'm pushing this motherfucking thing like it ain't nothing. But then I noticed something. Because I'm already on the second L, and that joint was husky as shit. It was some lemon, mixed with some kush, mixed with some blueberry haze, a little bit of pineapple express sprinkled in that joint. Yeah, I like mixing my weed up. Can't get immune to one strain if you out there motherfucking mixing. So I know that I end up, because I lean back and sat back, and I'm still pushing. And then I'm like, wait. Why the fuck is the lights gleaming all over? Was like, damn, them lights is bright as shit. Why my color lights banging like that? Like, they banging super bright. And then, as I went under the bridge, I caught the corner of my eye. I see the wall gleaming blue, white, blue, white. And I'm like, wait. I don't got blue on these motherfucking jewels. Because I got particular colors, said Jones. And I'm like, blue. And it's not even with the beat. So I look down. And you know them lights bright as shit. It's nighttime. So I look down at my lights. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, yo. They with the beat. Why they don't look like they flashing with the beat? So I look again. And I end up seeing out the rear view mirror. The side view mirror. And the side view, Jones. So it's headlights. And they got flashing lights on top of them, flashing, you know, what the fuck? And I realized it's a cop. Yo, for 10 minutes, it's a cop. It chased me down the fucking highway. And I didn't even peep it. Because you know, right? I was just cruising, so here's what I did. I had put the seat all the way back. So I don't see the ground no more. It's basically the horizon. So I pulled over. That motherfucker was pissed. That motherfucker ran up to the gym. What the fuck is wrong with you? You going to fucking 100 miles down the road. And cause look, when he pulled up, you know how cars is, but you turn it off, right? And because you, until you open the door, the radio still play. So I turn it off, but I don't turn the radio down. So the motherfucker screaming shit. I ain't even know. Motherfucker walk up and just flash that bright ass fucking super bright, like you can't, like, what the fuck is, it's light outside and you, well, you know, the street lights is on. Yeah, cause I'm under a street light slightly, so I'm getting catched by the, so I'm still getting caught by the beam, but y'all, them cop flashlights is extra bright. I don't understand why. Is your light so goddamn bright? And if it is, why the fuck you pointing my goddamn eye? Like, motherfucker, like, you, it's like you intentionally just want to just be an asshole. You know that light is bright. Like, it's called a bright light for a fucking reason. Like, motherfucker, have a bright idea, the best bright idea in the world, they fucking bulb that pop over there, he would be that goddamn bright. Like, shit. Like, fucking asshole, just put the, this little motherfucker sitting there screaming, and I'm looking at him. And I just been sitting there, because I had noticed that they 2 minutes of sitting there, that motherfucking walk up. I put my hands up, we're like, yo, you see my hands, right? Like, then that motherfucker walked up. Sorry, I meant to tell you that point. Kind of bad at stories, but story long as shit though. So that motherfucker woke up, started screaming at me, like, yo, what the fuck? Turn your like just in the scream, what the fuck is wrong with you? Turn your radio down. And I just did I gave this motherfucker the super high look, like, huh? I could drive a car, but I can't verbally communicate. So the motherfucker pointing down, and I realized what the hell he talking about. So I turned the radio down. This motherfucker started screaming, get the fuck out of the car, you stupid son of a bitch. I'm like, fuck you, asshole. It just flowed straight out. As soon as the motherfucker said, you stupid son of a bitch, I just couldn't help but just call him an asshole. Like, fuck you, asshole. He said, what? I'm like, you heard what I said? You just call me a son, bitch. And he told me, hey, I'm not gonna call you an asshole. I'm not gonna tell you, fuck you. Then I got out the car. Motherfucker, like, why the fuck are you driving that fucking fast? Didn't you see my lights? I looked at him. Turned around, looked at the seat, looked at him. And looked back at the seat and said, bro, you sure know who that seat is? Nothing but the stars. I told him I couldn't see nothing but the stars. He said, what stars? It's a cloudy night. I looked at him. Said the clouds. They said the stars you see on TV. Motherfucker said, wait. I said, I'm it's not what happened. It's what happened. Sorry, that was just too, that was a good, listen, it's really happened though. Motherfucker pulled alongside, had me step out of the car and shit, cursed me out. I did say, fuck, like, I did call and say, man, who the fuck you talk to, you fucking assholes and shit like that. But then, a motherfucker said, yo, like, yo, you're going, and you see me? I said, I ain't really gonna say nothing. I looked at him and was like, oh, I got lights on in my car. Your joints just matched mine a bit, they blended in. He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. Like, I camouflaged to a bush. That shit just blended. He said, what the fuck made you stop? I said, the lights faded out. My lights went out for a moment. I said, nah, I ain't see shit too. Just making shit up. But no, it's real. Motherfucker really, the motherfucker asked me a question. Is it motherfucker? But I ain't gonna lie, the motherfucker was actually at the realizing like it was interior strobe lights that kind of caused me not to be able to notice the actual lights. Motherfucker's like, all right, well, look, it's $150 fine, and let me go. So I got to drive my car back, and you know, usually you lose them Jones. I but listen, sometimes out of the blue you run into one that just seems to have a different process of thinking. I ain't saying I banged one time, I'm just saying you'd be surprised. So but I ain't gonna lie though, since I pulled in the chest, I went right back at it. I'm gonna leave y'all with that. I know that shit was long as fuck. If you made it through that, you a real one. Hey, but go ahead and enjoy these beats. I made some new beats, so, and you enjoy these joints right here. Have some fun. Spit to them if you want. And just enjoy life, man. Life already short as it is from this natural timing, but find a way to make balancing your own balance, man. There's always an option of balance. If you choose to take the balance, make the balance of an equation. You know, two for the four for the price of the one. You feel me? When you get that, you'll get it. Hope y'all enjoyed those right there. That's right there, some samples, some new things for you. You know, I always got fresh new beats on the YouTube channel. But y'all go ahead and enjoy, man. Y'all be well out there.